Yesterday we did Siman Tuf Reish Ayin Beis. We did not finish. So let's touch up Tuf Reish Ayin Beis, and then maybe we'll start Tuf Reish Ayin Gimel. So we spoke out the Gemara in Shabbos. When does one light Hanukkah candles? So the Gemara in Shabbos Chafalef, famous Gemara, Mitzvasa Misha Tishka Hakama. From Tishka Hakama, we spoke out three opinions. The Machaber says that it's Tzitzis Chavim. The Gra says that it's from Shkia, which is what's called Minig Yerushalayim, for those who follow the Gra. There was another more complicated opinion about the two different Shkias of Rabbeinu Tam, which is not really so relevant in Halacha L'maisa, although it's discussed in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph. And then the Machaber told us, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion brought it down the halacha, that even before Shkia from Plaga Mincha, just like in theory, one could daven Mincha from Plaga Mincha. It could daven Ma'arav, I'm sorry, after Plaga Mincha, even though it's still light out, and it can become a Shabbos, even in Kiddush, make Abdallah, you can also light Hanukkah candles. It's not the best way to do it, but if you're making a wedding on Hanukkah, and you have no choice, or you're going on an airplane, or you have different things that are going on, so that is an option. There is a whole discussion in the postgame. Is it better to light yourself, you know, after Plaga Mincha, or is it better to just appoint a shaliach to light for you at the, you know, the proper time? That's all discussed in Mishnah Berurah, Dirshu footnote 7. That's the shaila. The other shaila is, you know, you're also a wedding kind of shaila, but you're not going to get home till very late. Is it better to have a shaliach appoint someone to light for you, which is not always so practical, you know, send someone into your house to go light for you, but assuming it's doable, should someone light for you at the regular time, or should you just wait till you get home and light at 12 o'clock at night? That's all again, another whole discussion. Fine.
Is there Minig Beitar like for Shkia, or no, or that's just
There are many people in Beitar that follow Minig Yerushalayim, which is to light by Shkia. It's hard to say a minig of Beitar. By Shabbos candlelighting, there's a siren that goes like Yerushalayim 40 minutes before a Shkia. But Beitar has many Hasidim. It's Ir HaTorah v'Chasidus Bahar Yehuda. Hasidim do not usually light unless they're a special Yerushalmi type. They follow Minig Agra. They don't usually follow the Minig Agra. So different people do different things. Different people, what? Yeah, so the Yerushalmim or whatever. Anyway, fine. So that's the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ad Shetichel Regel Minashuk. The Gemara tells us, what is this Ad Shetichel Regel Minashuk? Ad Dekalia Rigla De Tamudai. This Goyish nation that used to be the ones selling the firewood, and they would go around after dark. And I believe it's the Rif and the Rambam both said, Kichatzi Sha'a. After Tzeis HaKochavim. So if you're lighting earlier, you know, you want to light like the Gra at Shkia, but it would be wise to put in enough oil, which oil burns a very long time. It would be wise to have it burning for a half hour after Tzeis HaKochavim, and then even if you're, you know, the real halacha, quote unquote, if you should have lit that Tzeis HaKochavim, at least it lit long enough so that you are covered. The Rambam has a phrase, kechatzi sha'a o yoter, half hour or more. Now, I don't know that, or more, is a little bit of an interesting, what is it, or more, or an hour, or 5 hours, or 10 hours, like, what does it mean, or more? So, there's different diukim in what the Rambam meant, and in general, one can ask the question, okay, in the olden days, in the times of Chazal, so a half hour after Tzeis HaKochavim, there were still people on the street, and then like there was no electricity, so there were no cars and no buses. So you just went to sleep and you woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, like that's, you know, when it started to get light out. That was society, and you had a little candle at home, and everybody sat and you learned or whatever they did. Everyone went to bed very early. So nowadays, that there's hustle and bustle in the street until much later at night. And if we're lighting for the indoors for the members of our own family, so there are families that are up till 11. Their family, my house, is hop until 1 o'clock in the morning every single night. So, do you need the candles now to light for? You know, it's getting dark at 5 o'clock. You need the candles to light for 7-8 hours. So the poskim seem to agree that the candles, the halacha remains as it was in the times of Chazal, a half hour after Tisaf Kochavim. There's an inyan, there's a hiddur, it's a nice thing to have it last longer. In the issue, they bring down a discussion from the Brisker Rav, a little bit of a dick in the Rabbah. It's an interesting approach. And they tell you that he was makbid to light until after there were people outside his home. What they don't want to tell you is that he lived next door to a movie theater. And since the movies always had a late night showing, the Brisker Rav was makbid to have the candles light long enough so that the people who left the late night movie would see his candle. Wow. They don't tell you that over here. But so he had such a hakpada. And again, it's brought down by many poskim. It's a nice thing to do. It's not the ikar din, it's not the chiyah, but it's a nice thing to do if you know that there are people around to have the candles last longer. Okay, now the same Gemara was trying to bring a raya that says the mitzvah is ad shetichel regel min hashuk. So the Gemara wanted a proof from here that if the candles burn out, you have an obligation to relight them. My lad, the kavsa hadar madikla. If it burns out, then you have to relight it. The Gemara says, no, that's not what it's proving. It's proving, that's not what it's telling us, the Braisa. It's telling us one of two things. The Gemara gives two options. The ilo adlik madlik. If you haven't lit yet, you're allowed to light until ad shetichel regel min hashuk. Or the shiura, it's giving us an amount of oil. How long do the candles have to burn? So we did speak out at length yesterday, de'ilo adlik madlik, which the pashup shot sounds like if you didn't light, you could light until tichel regel min hashuk. At the point of tichel regel min hashuk, at least in the times of Chazal, which was a half hour after Tzitzik Chavim, you lost your chance. The Rambam says that. You lost your chance. Now, our Rishonim would say that. Tosus wants to say, there's a different opinion, but there's an opinion that, well, maybe the halacha is not like the first opinion of the Gemara. It's like the inami, the shiur, it's like the second opinion. And therefore, it's a suffix, which he doesn't say therefore, but the therefore would be, if you're lighting misafik, then you'd be lighting without a bracha, because when you do a mitzvah misafik, you're lighting, you're not making a bracha. Misafik. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan has a very beautiful beer. Oh, wait, hold on, before we get there. Then the question is, what does it mean, lishi'ura? How long the candles have to burn? So, do we say it has to burn from Shkiyat HaChama ad shetichel regel min hashuk, which is supposed to be a half an hour? I always have to put a half hour, at least a half hour of oil in the menorah, in the candles. Is that what it's saying? Let's say I light 15 minutes after whatever Tishka Chama means. 15 minutes after Tishka Kochavim, I light candles. So then, do we say it has to light for that full half hour? Or no? Maybe it's only 15 minutes now till Tichla Regel Min Hashuk, and I only have to light for another, I only need oil for 15 minutes. Right? Shi'ura could go either way. You always need the same shi'ur of a half an hour, and the shi'ur is, Misha Tishka Chama, Acha Tichla Regel Min Hashuk, regardless of when you light. Or no, you have to make sure the candles are lit until Tichla Regel Min Hashuk, which is a half hour. If you're running late, and you lit 25 minutes after Tzeitzak Ochavim, you only have to have enough oil for 5 minutes. That's two possibilities. So, the Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning of this simin, he beautifully connects these two machloks and these two ideas. He says like this, according to the Rambam, the Rambam holds that after Tichla Regel Min Hashuk, half hour after Tzeitzak Kochavim, you lost the chance, you can't light anymore. If that's the case, then says the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Rambam will hold, and he's medayik in the Rambam, that I don't always need a half an hour. I have to make sure the candles are lit until Tichla Regel Min Hashuk. If I'm lighting 20 minutes after Tzeitzak Kochavim, I only need them to light for 10 minutes. That's the Rambam. He holds that A, you're not going to light after the point of Tichla Regel Min Hashuk, and B, there's no point for the candles to be lit at that point, so you only have to light enough oil so that it should last until the point of Tichel Regel Min Hashuk. You don't always need a half hour. It's not one size fits all. Depending on when you light, make sure it's enough for the candles to burn until Tichel Regel Min Hashuk. On the other hand, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, who say that Atcha Tichel Regel Min Hashuk is more of a lechatchila, but b'di'eved, if you're late, you can light all night. So then there's no, it doesn't stop at Tichel Regel Min HaShuk. So he says you always need a half an hour. The candles always need to burn for a half an hour, regardless of when you're lighting, because it doesn't stop at Tichel Regel Min HaShuk. You miss Tichel Regel Min HaShuk, you can light afterwards. You can light 2 hours after Tzeisar Kolchavim Bidi Evet. And therefore, you have to have the candles to be lit for that full half hour. This shiur is a full half hour, regardless of when you are lighting. Well, I didn't have a chance to look up the Magen Avraham, which I wanted to do. Ah, so I said something, but then I saw that I was not 100% accurate. The Ramah here at the end of the Simin says that even if you miss a day, you continue lighting the rest of the day as regular. So I kind of jokingly said that, like, not like Sfiras HaOmer, but I was didn't think there was any connection whatsoever. So the Beis Shalosh, they do connect to Sfiras HaOmer, and there is such a Havamina that it's like Sfiras HaOmer, even though it doesn't really. I mean, the post can come along and say it's not like Sfiras HaOmer. I don't exactly know what the Havamina is that it should be like Sfiras HaOmer exactly, but okay. So I yesterday said, like, oh, it's, you know, like more of a joke. It's not a joke. They do connect it to Sfiras HaOmer, but it's not like Sfiras HaOmer is a discussion. Maybe it's all one mitzvah, 49 parts of one mitzvah. If you miss one part, so then you can no longer make a bracha on the next part. Hanukkah candle is not like that. Every night is a separate mitzvah, and you're going to light each night. Even if a person misses a night, he can't make it up the next day. There's no such thing. Although there is a concept of lighting in the morning by Shacharis in Shul. In Shul, there is a concept of lighting in the morning. There is no concept of lighting in the morning in your home. And lighting in Shul, anyway, you're not Yotzei lighting in Shul, but lighting in the morning, if you do it, is basically worthless. So if you miss that night, you're not going to make it up by doing it in the morning. And then the next night, you just continue business as usual.
With
the bracha, of course. Now, the discussion. So this idea of, according to the Rambam, after half hour, after Tzeitzer Kochavim, kind of you missed the boat and you're out of luck. So the posts will all say that was perhaps, I mean, not everyone agrees with that, but that was in the olden days when you were lighting for the people outside. But nowadays you're lighting for the people inside, because people either light totally inside or they light by the window, so it's kind of both for the people inside and the people outside. So once you're lighting for the people inside, so the fact that there's nobody on the street doesn't really matter as much as it used to. Because you have the people inside your home. And then they discuss, what if you get home at 2 o'clock in the morning, you didn't light candles, and you're the only one up. So that's a whole discussion, and the Mishnah Berurah says that you should wake somebody up in your house. Which, again, I always had an issue with. And the Sha'arat Tzion, Ir Ois Yud Zayin, which I think we kind of rushed through perhaps yesterday. Look at Sha'arat Tzion, Ois Yud Zayin. He says you should wake someone up. If they're not up, you should light without a bracha. And if you can wake them up, then you should wake them up. So you should be able to light the bracha. Sha'arati and oyster time. Magen Avraham Derechayim Chayyadim. V'seifer chem in Moshe. Herich bazer v'dayitu dimshachach onenas v'lo hidlik ad shiyashnu kulam. Oh, one more point. There's a famous discussion. Famous story that the Chafetz Chaim went to visit his rabbi, Rav Nachum Haradna. And on Hanukkah, and he's waiting for the Rebbe to light candles. Shkia doesn't light. It's an early taste, doesn't light. Middle taste, late taste, doesn't light. Half hour taste, doesn't light. He's waiting for the Rebbe to light. Finally, he can't control himself. Rebbe, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, the Chafetz Chaim already passed. Tzeitzer Kochavim passed. Tzeitzer Kochavim passed. Tzeitzer Kochavim passed. Why is the Rebbe not lighting? So he says, well, his wife went out to take care of something, and his wife really likes to be home when he lights candles and hear her make the brachos and hear him singing Mosur. So he's waiting for his wife. So how do you know that waiting for your wife takes precedence over lighting in the proper time? So it's because we have, the Gemara tells us, let's say a person does not have enough money for Shabbos candles or Hanukkah candles. So the halacha is that the Shabbos candles take precedence. Why? The Gemara tells us, because Shalom Bayis Adiv. Shabbos candles is Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, and Shalom Bayis. And the Gemara says, because of Shalom Bayis, the Shabbos candles are more important than the Hanukkah candles. So he says, here it is, the Siman, Tofer Shayin Ches, he doesn't have enough money for both, Shalom Bayis. So it's explained to him, Nochem Arad, if Shalom Bayis takes precedence, so I like Shabbos candles over Hanukkah candles, so then, on Lech Hanukkah, my wife wants me to wait for her, so then the Shalom Bayis takes precedence And that's why he waited till night until his wife got home. That's one famous story. So now back to this Shaar HaTzion Ois Yudzayin. He gets home in the middle of the night. Everybody's sleeping. So he says, if everyone's sleeping, you should light. Mishnah Berurah says, light without a bracha. Let's read through Mishnah Berurah of Katu Yid Aleph. Kol HaLayla, he can light Adam Ura Shachar until dawn. Uber bracha, and he can even light with a bracha. V'ahinu dafkun b'nei ha'bayis l'orim, only if the people are awake. Amal Mishain, if everyone's sleeping, ain't the bracha leyan, don't make a bracha on the Chanukah lift, ela yadlik lo bracha. He should light without a bracha. The kamodli the tulohayam of bracha b'zman pirsum b'nei. It's just like in the times of Chazal, when you're lighting outdoors, you would only light outdoors when there was people outdoors to see the Chanukah candles. We're lighting for the people inside. So there has to be someone inside to see the candles. Now, that severely limits the application of the halacha, which I don't really address so much, because then anyone who's living alone in an apartment, you can question if he should be lighting with a bracha ever. Okay, put that on hold. He came back the wee hours in the morning. And everyone sleeping. It is proper to wake him up so that he can light with a bracha. So here, the Shaar HaTzion Ois Yudzayin. Okay, if everyone's sleeping, you should light without a bracha. If he forgot, whatever reason, he didn't light until everyone was sleeping. Yakitz beis o gimel mehem viyadik. He should wake two or three of his family members to see the candles. He didn't light the candles. Then if he can't wake them up, he can still light with a bracha even though nobody is up. According, so yesterday I think we did read this, and I think I read it as a question, but it's not a question. According, what seems to come out of the Magen Avraham is that a person who's home alone will light without a bracha. But continues the Shaar HaTzion, v'lo ra'inu zapaposkin, but we don't find anyone to say such a thing before the Magen Avraham. V'adar Abba, just the opposite, she'll think you're on kasa b'shem riaz, da'afimu bein ha'nochin levado, even if he's alone with the goyim, tzarech lahadik, u'mashim b'kasa b'kein b'pshitas, she'yadik b'bracha. Now he sounds like he's holding, like we mentioned, I think yesterday from Rav Moshe, Igus Moshe, that there's no presuming nisa by goyim. Really, Ashi wants to be medayik that the shir is ad shetichah regel min hashuk, and the Gemara says the regular the Talmudai, this goyish nation that would sell the firewood, that the presuming nisa is even for the goyim. And the vada dim yochel the farsim hadlaka b'fnei rabim yoser adim. If you could light in a way that publicizes the nes more, so obviously that's better. About ilak anashim, but you're stuck. It's in the middle of the night. That's not a reason for him to be mevatel the mitzvah. He still has a mitzvah to light the candles. That's from the Chemin Moshe. The suffix brachos lahakel. Then after he brings down the Chemin Moshe, so to make a bracha, he seems to say it's still going to be a suffix bracha, and he shouldn't make the bracha. But if someone wants to rely on the Chemin Moshe, make a bracha, even though there's nobody awake in his house and he's all alone, you can't stop him, and he has a right to do so. Dear Shufano 40 brings down from Rav Osner that Minaga Olam is to make a bracha, even if he's by himself in the house, even if it's late at night, even if everybody's sleeping. That's Dear Shu footnote 40. In Dear Shu footnote 39, Rav Moshe and the Igus Moshe has a chiluk. He says, Pirsum Hanes L'Rabin B'Chanukah, the Pirsum Enisa of publicizing the miracle of Chanukah, is not Eino Din Be'etzem HaMitzvah. He says, that's not Be'etzem HaMitzvah. Ela Din Nosaf, that's extra credit. She's talking glasses of mitzvah b'pirsum, that the mitzvah should be done publicly. He compares it to Kriyas Megillah. In Cain, the Das HaShulchan Aruch Shem Di'evit Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Zman HaKol HaLayla, okay, so he says like this. There's an extra aspect. You don't need anyone to be there. There's a mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles. A. B, there's an extra mitzvah that if you light your candles in a way that it's viewed and visible to the public, so then you get extra credit. That's that's extra credit, and therefore you have a right to make a bracha without the extra credit, even though no one's watching, no one sees the candles, the fact that you're lighting, which
the
Mishnah Berurah, when we discussed lighting in shul before the minyan arrives, back in last simon, Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph, Bir Alacha Dibar Masla V'yesh Noagim. The Bir Alacha says, now there are people in shul, just not a minyan. And the minyan is going to see the candles later. But the Bir Alacha said, Vade de etim had locha shetzibu chacham haklatu unikra pirsum anes. He wanted to say just the etzem lighting, even though no one sees it. That's what it sounds like. Even though there, it's not a great raya. Because over there, shul, you still have some people, and they're going to see it later. But that's another cheshbon, that they're going to see it later. Here he's saying the etzem ha-mitzvah is a mitzvah. Even though the shul, dafka is there for pirsumi nisa, because we can't do the proper pirsumi nisa out there, because we light inside. And that's, they bring that also as a reason why, Rav Ozner brings that reason why many Hasidim continue to light indoors, even though nowadays, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, but many places, there's no problem lighting in a more public place, lighting outdoors. He says that once the Rivash instituted the minhag to light in shul, that took care of the Pirsumei Nisa of the publicizing the miracle, and then you can just stay indoors and light your candles indoors, not necessary to do it in a way that is so public.
Is that the biggest raya, though, that you can make a bracha on Pirsumei Nisa?
That you can think about it with Nisa? Yeah, that doesn't mean that if there's no Pirsumei Nisa, you can't make a bracha.
Okay,
I'm just saying. Right, well, that's the minhag. I mean, it's like, sure, you can't. To get up in a big park and you know, get up in some concert and light candles because there's 50,000 people there, that's not. Most people. Someone say you can't do that, even though there's a lot of Pirsumei Nisa there, but you still need a bayis, you need a bayis kinesis, you need something to go on.
Someone likes to concert with a breath, you see what I mean?
Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey, back in Sif Beis. Okay, he says, you have Achitech HaRagel Min HaShuk, Hilkoch Tzarech Litein B'Shemen Kezeh HaShi'ur. The second, third line in Tafresh Ayin Beis Beis. And the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey, I don't remember if we did this yesterday. Ma'ash Vezim Hintek Zvama Acha Shkiyah Tzachama Ein Tzarech Litein Shemen Kokach Rak Achitech HaRagel Min HaShuk. Right, if you hold it, it's only until Tichel Regel Min HaShuk. So that's the Shi'ura. You don't need a full half hour. Only until the point where it's Tichel Regel Min HaShuk. Nowadays, that's not really relevant. That's what he goes on to say. Achen Kol Zeh L'Din HaTalmud She'Hekel Obrim B'Shavim. That's when it was relevant for people in the street. Aval He'idner, but nowadays, Hekel Rak L'Bnei, but then they base though. Nowadays, and again, the nowadays keeps changing. Nowadays, for the pre-Chadash, whatever. Nowadays, we're just indoors in a base, and the Olam Ba'i Shir Hayadua. So you always need that half an hour because there's nothing to do with Tichel Regel Min HaShuk. It's for the people indoors. The people indoors are up for hours. So I guess we said there's a hindrance, it should last longer. But it's Maker, then all you need is the half hour. Unless you're lighting early. Certainly on Erev Shabbos, where you need to light early, so that you need the candles to last extra long. That's. That was kind of what the Aruch HaShulchan spelled out, that the two, the machlekes of the Shi'ura, the machlekes of the Ilo Adlik, Madlik, are totally zeh bazeh. Mishmasif Katan Yod. And it's of yadlik, so if you're lighting indoors, so then it's for the people indoors. So yadlik is shabeyan bayis mekubotim yachan. So then it makes sense to light when you'll have the most pirsumei nisa, which is when the family is together. Now, b'afilu lil mot aser mishihigi azman of a koshigin achil shar dvarim. So once the zman comes for hadlokas neiros, or even shar tzion points out oisidal in a half hour before the zman, so you're not allowed to eat. There's a lot of things that you're not allowed to do, like halachas so before mincha, before marav. Discussed in Siman Reish Lam Beis, second Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Tes over there. Va'afilu hitzchil posek, and even if he started, he should stop. He started these things, so one is not supposed to eat until after one lights candle. Okay, so that is a touch up of Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis.